Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Top of our meeting, Jill's going to give an update on the House initiative, White House initiative, to fundamentally change the approach and fund how we approach and fund women's health services. So I'd like to turn it over to Jill and for any comments she has. And it's all yours, kid.
Thank you. You know, sometimes the White House surprises you. When Joe became president, I knew I wanted to keep shining a light on the issues that I'd worked on for so many years.
I don't know why they gave Jill Biden the microphone that was stuck in the middle of the windstorm, but whatever, you know, these are the things that happen sometimes. So, interesting moment, because on Friday, you know, first ladies don't typically even go to the cabinet meetings. First ladies typically don't run the cabinet meeting. Now, President Biden was sitting in the middle of the side of the table, which is where the president sits when he's running things. But you heard him there say it, you know, I'm going to give it over to Jill for a few comments here at the beginning. Well, the entirety of the meeting she ran. I mean, he was there commenting occasionally. He didn't go silent or anything, but it was her meeting to run for about 45 minutes or 50 minutes, something like that. So take from that whatever you will. Then at an event on Saturday for the Prime Minister of India, President Biden really just had one task, which was to introduce the Prime Minister of India. How did that go?
So I want to thank you all for being here. And now, who am I introducing next? Who's next?
Staff is confused.
Distinguished guests, the Prime Minister of the Republic of India.
Staff is confused because you had one job, which was to introduce the Prime Minister of India. That was the whole reason for you standing up to talk. And you seem to forget that you were introducing him and seem to maybe think, best guess, that this was a press conference where the press was going to ask you questions. And so you weren't sure who to call on next, since you don't know how to do that without guidance. And suddenly you found yourself without a picture page of who to point at and say so-and-so from ABC. And so you got irritated at the staff for nobody stepping in to help you. And what they did step in and do was announce your line for you over the PA.
So I want to thank you all for being here. And now, who am I introducing next? Who's next?
So, it's not good. And, you know, I don't listen to very many podcasts. I have so many meetings and other things I'm listening to all the time. But the conversation we had on Friday, where my two guests for The Wrap had mentioned the Theo Von podcast that President Trump did, where they talked about cocaine use. The president has not ever used any kind of, you know, no drinking, no tobacco, no drugs. But it was kind of an interesting conversation. And so I had not listened to it, and I had a couple of people say, you ought to listen to that. I'm like, nah, I didn't. This is why I don't listen to podcasts, because I don't – they're just – it's – have thoughts. Okay. When I watch a news interview, I want to know that the person doing the interview knows a lot and is asking pointed questions about things. And what this was just like – the dude who, I guess, Theo Von's a comedian. I don't know, really know, but anyway, and I, you know, he was asking just sort of ordinary person questions. I'm like, this is so uninteresting to me. just there's nothing here to listen to. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because the one part is Theo Von got onto this sort of soapbox about how angry he got at Biden being used, elder abused by either his wife or by the staff or by, you know, the leaders of the Democratic Party who hid all this. And, you know, I don't know that I have that reaction so much to when his senile moments are taking over, because I think he really wants whatever's going on. They're not, like, convincing him to stay on. He believes in himself. I mean, he clearly believed that he was capable of running against Trump, and he got forced out, right, of the race. So I'm not sure that I view it as elder abuse the same way a lot of other people. And by the way, you know, lots of other people said that same thing. But I definitely have no idea who's running the country. Do you? Do you know who's calling the shots? Maybe sometimes it's Biden. You know, the one thing I will say is the 25th Amendment does have a role. And as bad as it's gotten, you do sort of wonder whether the cabinet or the vice president have a duty to intervene. I mean, I think a real serious question that has not been asked much is, you know, how much did she know? When did she know it? What did she not do? And, you know, what is she not doing at this point? I'm not eager to have the first time where a president is declared unfit and the vice president has to take over and we get President Harris leading into the election. But do you think that Biden lasts until November or the January inauguration, whoever wins the election? You can't tell us the lie that behind closed doors, everything's fine, right? You can't tell us that lie anymore. We know that's false. But it's starting to be really concerning what you see out in public, right? 716 here on News Radio 92.3 437-1620 if you want to weigh in on this. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, through that construction zone, you're going to see about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. Also, 3 Mile Bridge is seeing some small delay if you're coming from Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. And that's all for traffic. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about maybe changing careers, getting a little bit of personal enrichment, maybe taking an astronomy course or physics course or literature course, or, you know, you want to study drama or something, whatever, okay, or get a whole new industry, Pensacola State College, great opportunity for that. Wonderful resource. Inexpensive classes, you know, very reasonably priced classes, and, of course, all kinds of degrees and, you know, you can pursue there. But if you're a high school student, the one that my family did was, you know, dual enrollment. Like when I went to high school, I was like the AP courses and taking the college credit and stuff like that. You know, it was very rare back then. So I got to go to college with about a year and a half worth of credit, which was like nobody did that back then. Nowadays, almost anybody can. And it's a great opportunity because for free, you can take college classes and be in high school. And you can, you know, get both. You can get used to the university environment, and which both of my sons, the older sons, went to university with. Again, they were half year sophomores when they enrolled because of PSC, and my youngest has just started there. So it's a great program for your high school students if they're planning on going to college eventually, going to university eventually. Pensacola State, with campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499, with a choice to finance through Volkswagen credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months, or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, tax title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, what's your name?
Fletch.
Full name?
Fletch, F. Fletch.
I see. And what do you do for a living, Mr. Fletch?
I'm a shepherd.
You know, I mention this sometimes whenever I play Bumper by Toby Mac, but best concert I ever saw, Toby Mac. Real, I mean, like, surprise me. You know, and I've seen the Rolling Stones in concert and Robert Plant, and, you know, I haven't seen a lot of concerts in my life. I won't pretend to be, like, a massive concert goer, but the Toby Mac concert was amazing in Phoenix. So, just, you know. Things that you don't exactly expect, but you enjoy for sure. 7:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Prosecutors are expected to argue that the man accused of wanting to shoot former President Trump should be held in custody. While he awaits trial, Ryan Wesley Ruth is expected in court today for a detention hearing. He faces several charges, including possession of a firearm by a felon. Authorities investigating a mid-air collision in California that killed a pilot on Sunday. The Los Angeles Fire Department says this happened in the Antelope Valley area. Apparently, the other pilot was not injured. And divers out of New Jersey say they found the wreckage of a French ocean liner that was lost 168 years ago off the Massachusetts coast. They wrote on their Facebook page, Atlantic Wreck Salvage says its divers found the Le Lyonnaise in about 200 feet of water. The ship sank after it collided with an American sailing ship, the Adriatic, November 2nd of 1856.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Interesting. 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about the next vehicle, trying to decide where to go or who to buy from or what the right thing is, go to Frontier Motors. They've got a wide selection of cars. You can try them. You can sample what they've got on the lot. And if they have exactly what you want, because you can have four or five different options, you know, within any category or more, you know, got about 300 different cars and trucks. And you can, you know, try the ones that you like or, you know, maybe confirm that it's the right one. And if they have exactly what you want, you can buy from them. Good quality used cars, a couple of years old with a few thousand miles on them and low prices. Or if they don't don't have exactly what you want, then you can send them looking for you and say, hey, this is kind of what I'm interested in. Can you go look for me? And they will, because they're always out buying cars, and they'll definitely keep an eye out for you. They'd love to be able to sell you a car, which means they'd love to be able to buy that car. Same thing, by the way, on the trade-ins. If you have a good quality used vehicle and you want to trade it in to them, or sell it basically outright to them, or have them consignment sell it for you because you think you can maybe get a better price than they're offering you just for cash. It takes about 15 minutes to appraise a car. Easy peasy, no problem. They're always looking for good quality cars. At Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. We got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29 and past that, headed toward I-110, just know that there is a major backup there. We're talking 10 to 15 minute delay there, and that's our hot spot right now. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
So I came across a story yesterday that, honestly, it takes a lot to affect me. And it's sometimes the unexpected thing that will affect you. And this was the unexpected thing that, I won't say it made me cry, but it was like really close. And it wasn't some crime, and it wasn't some child got hurt. It was a completely unexpected news story. The headline of the story was, English class in America is now reading in baby form. And starts off saying that there's a guy named Chris Stanislavski or something was the subject of the story. Didn't read much in middle school English, never felt necessary much of the reading material at Garden City Middle School in Long Island. Was either abridged books or online texts and printouts. He said, when you're given a summary of the book telling you what you're about to read in baby form, it just kind of ruins the whole story for you. He's 14. What's the point of actually reading? And I agree. I agree. Kids should not be reading summarized, abridged. The summarized, abridged book, which I know we have all read Cliff's Notes, but that is such a horrendous butchering of a masterpiece. Like, if a book is worth reading, it's worth reading the whole thing. Not just, getting somebody to tell you what are the major plot elements, like some Wikipedia plot summary. It's just ridiculous, okay? So they should be reading the whole book. I totally agree. But, because if they're going to tell you the plot, why would you bother reading? That's when it got bad. That was the beginning. Like, that part, I was like, oh, this news story, no big deal. It goes on. In many English classrooms around the country, assignments to read full-length novels are becoming less common. Per the Associated Press. Some teachers focus instead on selected passages, a concession to the perception of shorter attention spans. How are you going to fix it if you keep catering to it? Pressure to prepare for standardized tests. How are you going to fix it if you keep catering to it? And a sense that short-form content will prepare students for the modern digital world. How are you going to fix it if you keep catering to it? This is the one that broke my heart. You ready? I did not know this. This passed me by somehow. The National Council of Teachers of English acknowledged the shift in a 2022 statement on media education, saying, quote, "The time has come to decenter book reading and essay reading as the pinnacles of English language arts education." That means to stop focusing so much on reading full essays to write and reading full books. They said this in 2022, and it shows. How many of your kids are not reading, books anymore, and instead are reading excerpts or selections or small portions of anything? 14% of young teens say they read for fun, down from 27% in 2022. Maybe it's their phones. And maybe it's also what teachers are not requiring them to read. Full books make you different than excerpts or even articles or even posts on social media. Full books are fundamentally different than everything else you read. And they're not, I hope this is false. But I suspect that it's true. Even during COVID, they say there was a trend to stop reading full-length novels because students were in trauma and they couldn't handle... What would get them out of it? Read a full-length book. You've got the time. Digital platforms can deliver a complete English curriculum with thousands of short passages aligned to state standards, all without having to assign an actual book. We will never, ever have thoughtful, deep, rigorous thinkers in this society. A prerequisite for a healthy democracy, by the way. If people aren't forced to read books. Period. End of comment.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A fundraiser for Vice President Harris in New York City is reported to have taken in $27 million, a record-setting event for that campaign. She tells the crowd and reporters later in D.C. former President Trump should debate her again.
There's more to talk about, and the voters of America deserve to hear the conversations that I think we should be having on substance, on issues, on policies. What's your plan? What's my plan?
Trump tells Fox it's too late for that.
Well, I've already done two debates, and they, you know, were good. But to do a third one, everybody's voting now, and it's very late to be doing a third debate.
The third counting the one in June with President Biden before he dropped out of the race. Congressional leaders say there is now an agreement on a three-month spending bill to prevent a partial government shutdown a week from tomorrow at the end of the fiscal year. A previous version fell apart. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got sunshine. It is 76 degrees in Pensacola this morning. Rachel DeReese has been sentenced for her role in the incident that led to the death of Tierra Binion outside of the Mugs and Jugs bar last August. DeReese was in court last week. She received 1 year of probation, 60 days in jail on a misdemeanor battery charge.
I heard a quote the other day that said, you know, the only thing that's worse than no justice is to pretend like you gave justice. And I feel like she was pretty in line with that quote.
Diamond Jordan is the victim's sister. She talked with Channel 3. Prosecutors say DeReese assaulted Binion while she laid unconscious in the parking lot of the bar prior to her boyfriend, Christian Ketchup, shooting and killing her. Jordan says DeReese's actions elevated the situation and played a part in her sister's murder. She says her family, though, now is focused on Ketchup's murder trial. He faces a potential life sentence in the Florida state prison system. Two suspects arrested after crashing into five vehicles in a building as they fled from a traffic stop in Escambia County. FHP says the suspect vehicle was fleeing from a traffic stop on North 12th Avenue approaching East Jordan Street when it crashed into five other vehicles and a property. Both the driver and the passenger were arrested, 25-year-old Antione Lamar Smith, 23-year-old Tariq Jameel Watson. Both face multiple drug charges, including trafficking fentanyl and possession of marijuana. Smith was also charged with fleeing and eluding. There were no serious injuries as a result of that six-vehicle crash. Florida Fish and Wildlife officers now getting an arrest warrant for a boater that reportedly fled the scene of an accident on the Blackwater River. According to the FWC in their weekly report, the boater collided with the tree line, which knocked him unconscious and also ripped the motor from the boat. A witness said once the boater regained consciousness, he threatened bystanders not to call for law enforcement and fled the scene. FWC says they did find the boat and the suspect after the incident. They're now obtaining an arrest warrant for fleeing the scene of a reportable boating accident. Escambia County deputies say they're looking for a missing teenage girl. 15-year-old Cadence Jesse was last seen on Friday night in the 7900 block of Coronet Drive. At that time, Jesse was wearing a gray hoodie and white shorts. If you have any information on her location, you are asked to contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office, and they posted a photo of her on their Facebook page. Foreign election interference could just become a fact of life in the 21st century. That's a prediction from Senator Marco Rubio. He made that yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation. Rubio said Russia, China, and Iran are all now trying to influence voters in the U.S. this election season. He says the Chinese are new to the business. They're laying the groundwork for a more expansive operation in the future. Rubio says the best way to deal with this is just by awareness. He said people need to understand not everything you see on the internet is true. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. And shocked by that revelation is John Pickens, who also has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. I mean, I did the face and everything just for you. This traffic brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents, but we're seeing some major backup on I-10 eastbound. It's almost to the 9 Mile Road exit. So pack about a 15-20 minute delay there if you're headed on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Also, 9 Mile and Highway 29, seeing some delays at that intersection also. Other than that, traffic is more rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you so much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Beautiful weather today with plenty of sunshine, high near 89, low near 71. For the tropics, we are watching a broad area of low pressure in the Caribbean Sea that has now formed. Tropical depression or tropical storm likely to form during the next couple of days. Still unclear for potential track and intensity of the system, but now is a good time to monitor as we go into the next few days and also refresh those hurricane supplies and make sure you're going over that hurricane plan. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEART weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we do have 76 degrees right now in Pensacola, 72 reported in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Looks like clear skies and sunshine this morning. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Alcohol-free beer is gaining popularity. Wining Stefan, the world's oldest brewery, has seen its alcoholic wheat beer and lager grow to account for its total volume. Even at Oktoberfest, alcohol-free beer is on the menu this year. Alaska Airlines said that it experienced an IT outage that caused significant disruption to its operations, including delayed flights. The carrier issued a ground stop in Seattle, adding that the issue has been resolved, but it expects some residual impact to operations. Global chip giant Daewon Semiconductor Manufacturing Company and Samsung Electronics have been in talks with the United Arab Emirates to explore building mega factories in the Middle East. That was reported by the Wall Street Journal. Under the initial terms discussed in the meetings, they would be largely funded by the UAE. Stocks are slightly higher after the Dow reached a new record on Friday. That's Your Money Now.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help.
Good morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Sam Young. He is the CEO of Pensacola Habitat for Humanity and a retired 06 captain in the United States Navy. Sam, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. And just for the people who will particularly care about this, you were an A6 intruder backseater, right?
Right. Well, we don't have a backseat, but yeah, we...
Our side seat, right? It's side by side, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Sorry. Is that right or left seat? I want to say it the right way. Which one were you?
Right seat.
Right seat. Yep. Okay. And did they call them NFOs back then, or was CISO, or...
Yeah, Bombardier Navigators. Yep.
Okay. Very good. So a funny, guppy-looking plane, but, you know, not the plane you want to be on the receiving end of, right?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Very
on
good.
Target, on time, every time.
And lots of other things supporting 6th Fleet, 2nd Fleet, Center for Naval Leadership, lots of other stuff before you came here to Pensacola or came back to Pensacola. And, you know, we're very glad to have you. The reason I wanted to have you on today is you're kind of doing a meeting this week with some community leaders about the Trust for Public Land, right? Which is something that you guys operate.
That's right. We are rolling out our community land trust, and this is an initiative that, as a result of the escalating pricing and affordability of homeownership, and the fact that wages just aren't keeping up, and that gap is ever widening. We are no longer able to serve those families and those individuals who most need our support, and they're getting left behind. So we did a lot of research. We scanned the country for models and strategies that would help us address and find a solution. And what we have settled on is this concept of a community land trust. And we will now start accumulating, and we've already started to accumulate land in our land bank, and then we will build homes, or maybe even others will build homes on land trust property. And then these lower income or workforce buyers will purchase the home and then lease the underlying land. And what is the brilliance of this concept is there are covenants in that lease that do a couple things. It simultaneously brings down the cost of homeownership because you're extracting the cost of land. So people are only buying the bricks and sticks. But there's also, and that lease is at a nominal fee, but there's also provisions in the ground lease that require for the homeowner to pay it forward, meaning whatever subsidies they have received, whatever down payment assistance they receive, they are required to pass on to the next home buyer. And that home buyer, by covenant, has to be another income qualified individual or family. So therefore, for the first time ever in this market, not only are we going to create an initial stock of affordable homes, but we're going to create a permanent, and that's the beauty of this, a permanent stock of affordable homes. So we are going to continue to build these homes, and these homes will be affordable for generations to come.
Now, the way this works, because it's an interesting idea, and I feel like I don't quite understand some of the particulars of it. I get the general idea, which is
sure,
you guys or the city will own the land, and it'll go into the community land trust, and that'll save them, obviously, the cost of the land portion of their house and the ability to protect who's going to be able to purchase it on the other end. But just pardon me for asking simple questions, but... So a person actually owns the house, but they only lease the land from the community land trust. That's the first thing. So it's actually their house, just like out on the beach where they don't own the land, they lease the land, right?
Yeah, the only difference is on the beach, there is no restrictions on the appreciation or no governor, so to speak, on the appreciation of the property.
Got it, right.
Here, there are inherent governors to prevent this home from appreciating out of the affordability category.
So how does that work? Because a home, it seems to me like, you know, a home is whatever its market value is. Is it because they're restricted on who they can sell it to, or there's like some kind of a variant on the homestead exemption that keeps down the price of the home itself? How does that actually work? I'm really interested in the how.
A couple things to think about. Whatever home we live in right now, when we buy that home and then we sell that home 25 or 30 years later, the majority of the appreciation that you enjoy over that period of time isn't the appreciation of the actual house. It's the appreciation of the underlying land. So when you extract the land from that equation, it puts a limit on how much is going to appreciate. And then there's a shared appreciation. So in that ground lease, the initial buyer agrees that they are going to share whatever appreciation occurs with the land trust. So they're going to extract a portion of the appreciation. They're going to extract all of the principal payments they made on their mortgage. So they're going to walk away with some equity. They're going to walk away with the initial creation of some generational wealth. But it's just going to be limited. And that's what allows the affordability to continue from generation to generation to generation.
Okay.
And I want to... I think one of the most important things I want to point out, Andrew, is this is not this is not an alternative to someone who is in a position to go out and buy a fee simple home, including the land. This is an alternative to someone who is in a rental situation. And we know that in a rental situation, you don't accumulate any wealth. You don't get any return on that investment.
Right.
So what we're offering is a less expensive solution for a higher quality home that you own.
Yeah, and I mean, I can see why that would, as you say, if you can take out the land portion, then you can have something that's going to be much more affordable, especially if you're, you know, splitting the appreciation back with the land trust, that you have something that's more affordable, and it's specifically constrained towards people who would qualify for it, which, you know, is naturally going to help the purchasing side of it as well for people who need that. Interesting. I have more questions, but I want to ask. We're talking to Sam Young, the CEO of Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. Hang on for just a second, Sam. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're at the intersection of Brent and Highway 29, you're going to see some major delays there. It's backed up way on 29. Also, I-10 eastbound, you're going to see some delays between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sam Young, CEO of Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. So the houses that are in this community land trust, are they generally intended to be what you were talking about, 20-25 year ownership, or are they meant to be relatively transitional until people can afford to buy a standard home?
That's exactly right. And the answer is yes. So there are going to be families that are finding themselves, you know, maybe they're wrapping up some educational or certifications and they envision their income growing, you know, over the next 5 or 10 years. And this is a wonderful transition to get them out of that potentially substandard rental, understand and enjoy all the benefits of home ownership, and then eventually move on to a full fee simple home. Others are going to move in, and there are going to be some families that choose this not because necessarily of the affordability component, but because of the location. We're going to build some homes in the core of Pensacola on land trust property. And what that's going to help prevent is this displacement that is happening, you know, throughout the city of Pensacola. And therefore, people are going to choose a land trust home because they want to live closer to the core of Pensacola or, you know, a different locale. And this is a way for them to afford a home in a location that they would otherwise not be able to afford.
How does it work with the property taxes? You know, I know that one of the challenges with gentrification is that your home values go up, your property taxes go up, and if you're on a fixed income, right, it's harder to afford to maintain those homes at those. I mean, that's part of the equation, right? But how does it work with the community land trust homes? Does the person who buys the home still operate as if an owner, the way a homestead exemption would work, and then they can carry that with them to the next home? As in, does that held down value of the property taxes of the home flush away when you do a sale the way it does with a private sale, or is there some other mechanism here?
Yeah, that's a great, insightful question, Andrew. And yes. So what happens is, and what has traditionally has happened with land trusts, and there are a few in the state of Florida who have addressed this, that they argue with the property tax appraiser that the value of this land needs to be significantly reduced as opposed to if you are appraising it as a fee simple property. And some of the property tax appraisers have bought into that theory and some have not. Okay. However, a year and a half ago, as part of the Live Local Act, the legislature has codified the practice of some of those municipalities. And now, by law, the underlying land is not it's appraised at zero. So the land trust homeowner is only paying property taxes on the value of the bricks and sticks.
Okay.
So, yeah, so another opportunity to reduce the cost of homeownership for our land trust property owners.
Very interesting. Okay, so I feel like I mostly get it. I feel like there are nuances of this. And by the way, I just want to make sure, I'm 90% sure I know the answer to this, but as you said in the beginning, these are not what you would typically consider habitat homes. These are ordinary homes that could have been built by anybody. They just happen to be on the land owned by the community land trust, right?
That's correct. Now I'm gonna not correct you, but I just want to point out something that we have painfully tried to address, because there is this maybe lagging stigma in the community that, as you referred to, a habitat home is different than a market rate or a
I really wanted to get to this with you too. So good, go ahead. Yeah, because I stumbled across some a couple of years ago when we were biking and we got to talking to one of the homeowners. Hey, these are really nice homes. She's like, well, they're habitat homes. Like, they're not. And she says, oh yeah, they are. So the kind of homes that you all build are completely different than what people think of like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I challenge people all the time to go around and find me a home that's not, I don't like to refer to it as a habitat home. I refer to it as a home built by Pensacola Habitat. And I would challenge you to go find ones that have been built in the last 10 years, because they look like a home that any other builder that is building a 1,200 square foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath home would build. They're gorgeous. As a matter of fact, twice, we have won the award for best home under $250,000 in the parade of homes.
And I totally concur based on my experience that I have seen them myself and, you know, kind of was curious, oh, who designed those? She's like, Habitat. I'm like, the what now? You know, so, but you still do the old concept of qualifying through sweat equity, and that's how you get eligible in order to have a home, as you're saying, I'm trying to use your phraseology, a home built by Pensacola Habitat, right?
That's correct. And this land trust, even though we're doing homes on land trust, we still, as a matter of fact, we don't have a waiting list, and I think that's an important point I'd like to get out. We are still putting people through our traditional program.
Okay.
Where they come in, they qualify, you know, we put them through some education, they put in a little bit of sweat equity, and at the end of about a 9-month cycle, we build them a home on a lot they select with some colors and cabinets they select, mm-hmm. and a home style they select. So it's almost a custom home that we are building on a lot that they select out of our inventory, and in 9 months, they are a homeowner. And that program is still alive and well. As a matter of fact, 4 years ago, we were doing in the low 20s. This year, we're going to do 60 of those homes, not including the land trust.
And one just last thing about, because I'm getting some questions in from the listeners, and I think it's a good one, is normal home loan, home inspection, insurance, repairs are, I assume, all exactly as if you own the home under ordinary circumstances, that none of that is affected by being in the CLT. Is that right?
They have all the privileges and all the responsibilities of home ownership.
Very good. And can you maybe just give people a sense of what's the current footprint, like how many acres are in the land trust and kind of what your goal is over the next, say, 5 years for the size of the land trust?
Yeah, so when we established the land trust, one of the things that that we, the staff and the board, agreed to was we were not going to divert resources from our habitat program into the land trust.
Okay.
So we said we're going to start this. We're going to get the community excited about it, but we're going to look to the outside to resource the land trust, largely with either grant donations or county or city lots, surplus lots that get moved into the land trust. And let me just give you a quick rundown on how we're doing with that.
Okay. Hey, Sam, we're almost totally out of time. Sorry. And I know you're doing this big meeting today, and I know there'll be more information coming, or meeting on Wednesday, but I know there's more information coming out. Any rough, like just a ballpark for the current size?
Well, the state gave us $1.3 million a year and a half ago.
Okay.
The city has already started moving land out of the land, out of the city's coffers into the land trust. They're embracing it. Santa Rosa County has moved land into our land trust.
Okay. And zoning is all just like it would normally be, or is there something special about it? Zoning
no
is just
different.
Like normal. Okay.
No different. Yep.
Good. Well, Sam, I'm so sorry to have to rush off, but I mean, very interesting information. I'm definitely looking forward to learn more about it. Sam Young is the CEO of Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. Sam, thanks for your military service. Thanks for coming to the community and for helping me and helping our home challenge people to have a place that they can live. I really appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. 755 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 20. Excuse me. Highway 29 through that construction zone. Also, Highway 29 at 9 Mile Road and south of that, continuing on 29, is also seeing some delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Stupid old blind ball, why didn't you just go home? That's your home! Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
It's 7:59 on News Radio 92.3, and a couple of smiling people here in the studio. They love their Happy Gilmore. David has got a headline for us. David?
Absolutely. The United Nations General Assembly in New York getting underway today. President Biden will address the assembly tomorrow.